The day was sunny and warm for this outdoor rally, and Romney's mood was also bright. He said he was optimistic. If he's elected, he can help improve the nation's economy by lowering taxes and loosening government regulations on business.
I want regulators to see their job as encouraging business, not attacking business, because I want more jobs. My priority is jobs, 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 and we're going to get them here in Ohio.
A crowd estimated at 3,000 cheered Romney as he was driven to the rally stage in a giant bus painted with a slogan, "More jobs, more take-home pay." Ohio's official unemployment rate has dropped the past couple years from 10.6% down to 7%. That's about a full percentage point below the national average. Still, Romney portrayed the economy as sluggish, and he had this message for high school and college students.
While you've been living your life and going to school, my generation has been spending much more than we've been taking in at the government level. And so you're going to get hit with about $50,000, that's per average man, woman, and child in America, of government debt. And that means every time you get a paycheck with your new job and you see that deduction for taxes, you're going to know that a lot of that money is going to pay interest on the debt we've accumulated. And the president's plan, just keep on spending more than we take in, $1 trillion more a year. This is putting a burden on you and will crush the American dream if he's reelected.
The Romney rally was held at Worthington Industries, a steel company just north of the Columbus city limits. One mammoth outside wall of one section of the factory was painted with the slogan, "Victory in Ohio." Another giant banner read, "We need a real recovery." Agreeing was factory worker Ted Duwalter. He seemed to symbolize the kind of voter Romney needs to win over to reverse candidate Barack Obama's victory in Ohio 4 years ago.
I usually run a straight Democratic ticket, but I think we need a change, and I think Romney and Ryan will do it.
President Obama and the Democrats say they're for the little guy. They're for the working guy. They say, you're that guy.
Yeah, I don't believe that. You know, maybe Romney won't be either, but every now and then you need change, and this is what you need.
Worthington Industries has more than 10,000 workers. Romney and Republicans who warmed up the crowd for him hinted the company could expand even more if GOP pro-business policies were enacted. But a spokeswoman for the Obama reelection campaign said using Worthington Industries as a stage was odd for Republicans. Jessica Kershaw noted some of the company's business is linked to the auto industry that Democrats helped save with the federal bailout.
They have some steel parts that are part of the production of many different vehicles that are produced by the big three. And during this year, they continued, according to their annual report, to benefit from an improving auto industry, which, as we all know, experienced an increase in vehicle production over the past year.
Back at the Romney rally, the GOP candidate poked fun at Democratic Vice President Joe Biden for recently mistakenly telling an Ohio audience he was glad to be here in Iowa. But Romney himself made a gaffe. His fellow Republicans have long charged Democrats with being soft on voter fraud. But here was how a revved-up Romney ended his speech.
I need your help. I need you to vote. Vote early. Vote often.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.